Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Anybody?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. And just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
50.
Thank you. Okay. Now moving right along. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black African American, Asian American, Native American?
White and Mexican.
Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's an election for president, a U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. What number from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you the list of elected officials. And after each I read, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job? Joe Biden as president, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly?
I don't want to answer about who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, you don't have to, ma'am. We can move right along. But all your answers are completely confidential, but believe me, there's no way they can trace the answers back to you. At the end of the day, they just see how many liberals, how many independents, how many Republicans, so on and so forth. That's how they see how the survey is being conducted. But again...
Well, let's just say I'm independent. I vote for who I think does the best job. It doesn't matter what party.
No, I understand, and that's very smart. But the question is... how would you rate, will you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't want to answer that.
Okay, how about Donald Trump as a former president? Approve or disapprove?
I don't want to answer that one either.
Okay, well, thank you for your patience. I enjoy the rest of the day.